Psalm 49, and we're going to read verses 6 through 13 together. Psalm 49, verses 6 through 13. I am so excited about the two sermons I'm preaching today. I just about can't stand it. You probably can't stand it after I'm done, but Psalm 49, verses 6 through 13, and let's read this passage responsively. Psalm 49, 6 through 13. None of them can by any means redeem his brother. Wait a minute, that's verse 7. Let me go back to verse 6. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever, and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perisheth. This is their way, is their folly. Yet their prosperity approve their sayings, Selah. And let's pray. Father, I need you this morning. I sure would like to be able to convey a truth to your people in a special way. Sure would like to help them. Lord, I never have probably preached a good sermon, never asked you to preach a good sermon, but I've asked you to help me to help your people. Lord, scores and scores and scores of them here today, they need this truth. I need this truth. So help us to be able to help you, please, and help our people in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 49, verse number 7. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. I want you to notice that term, a ransom for him. Now, if you'll give me the next 35 minutes or so, we live in a society that really believes that enough money can buy you anything that you want. We buy elections for positions in businesses and politics. Just look at Hillary. We buy luxury houses and cars. We buy the influence of people. We have people who even buy their way out of judicial situations. Hillary. And we can even buy the press to spin it any way we want. Hillary. Y'all are catching on. We have a problem in America today, and it's fairly new, and I'm going to use a term here that some of you computer geeks, would understand. I don't totally understand it, but I understand it enough to tell you what the problem is, and they call it cyber ransom. Let me show you what that is. You have people that will use their computer to hack into a business. Recently, it's happened to several hospitals, and they actually hijack the hospital's records and their billing things and their ability to collect their money, and they then send a message to the hospital directors that we will not release your information till you pay us hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's nothing they can do about it. They don't even know who to go after. And these hospitals are ended up paying sometimes millions of dollars to get their records back so that they can actually collect on the debts they have. And I mean, they're withholding medical information. They're withholding people's medication information as well. I mean, they hold everything hostage until they get that money. And they're at the mercy of the person, whoever punched the buttons, to get in there. And it's they're doing this to businesses, they're doing this to a lot of areas of life, and it's called cyber ransom. Now, I say that to say this. There are evil people all over the world who will steal or capture a child or even an adult and hold them for ransom. Now, I don't know much in this world that's as low as that. Somebody's going to go steal a child and then ask the family to pay money to get that child back, or they'll hurt the child. There's not enough, there's not enough bad things I can say about a person like that. Anybody who wants to hurt a child that way, hurt a family that way, that's not sick, it's evil. That's wicked as hell. That's wicked as the devil. And that's the nicest thing I can say in public. You say, what should be done to those people? I think the family members ought to be able to horsewhip. Every family member get certain allotted time to horsewhip that person. If they live through it, then we take care of the rest of it. That's just honestly how I look at it. Our president paid $1.6 billion to release five people from Iran recently. He paid a ransom for us. And by the way, took three airplane loads of money in cash to take care of that. Three of our largest cargo planes. You see C-17s flying around. Imagine three of those filled with money, and that's what it took to release five hostages. They tried to spin it for a while. It wasn't ransom. We've owed this to them for a long time. It just happened to work out this way. He paid ransom for our hostages. Who could forget? In the late 1970s, Iran held, I think, seven American hostages for almost 2 years. President Reagan was elected president. Jimmy Carter was still there. Jimmy Carter is the happiest man in the world. He can now die a happy man. He won't go down in history as the stupidest president. We now have the one that's in office now. But Jimmy Carter tried and failed. They've even made things Black Hawk down. They tried several attempts to get them out and failed. I remember President Reagan, before he took office, he called the Shah of Iran and said, look, I get sworn in at 12 o'clock. If those hostages are not released by 12 noon on January 20th or 22nd, whatever day it is, I forget which day it is, he said, the first act as president is I'm sending the troops in to get our guys. You will lose people. If you remember, during the inauguration, before the president was sworn in, Secret Service tapped on Jimmy Carter's shoulder. He went over and talked to President Reagan, and President Reagan said, no, Mr. Carter, you do it. It's under your watch. And he released that the hostages had been let go. Do you know why? Because they knew there was a man in the White House who was going to be a man of his word. He wasn't going to pay ransom. He's going in after him. But God uses a term here in the Word of God. He says, nor give to God a ransom for him. That word ransom got my attention one day. Most religions hold people ransom for eternal life. Most religions are holding people hostage and making them pay ransom, they think, to God for their eternal life. And God said, no man can pay God ransom for their life. They want you to pay money to the priest for your sins. They want you lighting candles. They want you to live a certain lifestyle or get baptized or be joining their church only, do certain rituals. And you do this and you're paying the ransom for your sin. Some say you have to have a heartfelt experience. Some say you have to mourn and cry till you really feel it, until you tingle, and then you flip and flop on the floor and talk in an unknown jibber jabber. Can I tell you something? That's paying ransom to God. And my Bible says no man can pay God ransom for their life. Now, the devil has man held in trespasses and sins, and I hate to tell you something, I'll tell you why you can't pay God a ransom for eternal life, because God's not holding you hostage.
That's right.
Sin is.
That's right. Amen.
And the devil has lured you and lured religion to believing that we have to pay God the ransom for our sin.
No.
Uh-uh. God's not the one holding us hostage.
That's right.
Sin is. The devil is.
Yes, sir.
Our eternity and what we live for here on earth has a ransom on it, though, that needs paid for us to be able to get to heaven. Man thinks he can choose his own way to pay that ransom. That's called religion. That's saying you can work your way to heaven. You can, hopefully your good will outweigh your bad. You can get baptized and join the church or be born into the church and be a church member lifelong, and God will grant to you heaven eventually. Or you got to go to the church and talk to a guy in a telephone booth and tell him all the bad things you did, and he'll tell you how much you got to pay for it. And you can light candles for your relatives who are in purgatory waiting and pay money to help get them out there faster to get them to heaven. And all this stupid nonsense, what is it? They want to pay ransom, but may I say this, there is a ransom that needs paid. I don't think that all of those people that believe that are bad people. Matter of fact, I think they're good people and they're sincere people.
Yes.
There are people sitting in Catholic churches all over this area today that are sincere people, but they're sincerely going to die and go to hell if they believe what the Catholic Church teaches.
Amen. That's right.
I don't think they're bad. I think the Catholic doctrine is evil and of the devil himself.
That's right.
It's man's religion.
Amen.
It's man paying his way to get to heaven.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of people with good motives trying to pay their own ransom. But may I say this, they'll go to hell with a good motive.
Yes, that's right.
Motive has nothing to do with it. Everybody doing all right? I know people that are saved and on their way to heaven don't have a good motive. Guess what? They're still going to heaven. Did you know I didn't always have a good motive when I lived at home under my mom and dad? Don't ask them. It didn't change the fact I was their child. Now, sometimes the motivation changed, amen? Sometimes they had to remotivate. We won't talk about how he did it. But it wasn't real comfortable. But guess what? Whether I was motivated or not, I was still their child.
Right.
You have to be born again to get to heaven. It doesn't matter the motivation.
Yes.
Did you know that when I was born, I didn't have a motive? And I have nothing to do with it. In fact, my mother thought I was never going to come. I was almost a month late and have never been late since. I came out walking, amen. Matter of fact, I came out running. I'm like little Parker. That little boy, man, he was on sugar this morning, man. Everywhere. You know, naps are wasted on the wrong people.
Amen.
Did you ever notice the real little get to take naps and the real old people that are retired get to take naps, but everybody's working doesn't get to take a nap? Something's wrong with that.
Amen.
Just doesn't make sense. Wait a minute. I'm going to show you about this ransom. I call the sermon today, "No Ransom Can Be Paid by You." No ransom can be paid by you. Point number one, sin is the captor, not God. Do you know that God is not holding you captive, but sin holds us captive? For the wages of sin is death, not the wages of God. It is sin that causes us, and it is the captor. I'll use a modern term. It's the terrorist holding us hostage. Sin is that ISIS group that holds us hostage, expecting pay in return to release us. And it is sin that binds us. Take your Bible, turn to, you're there, Psalm 49:7. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. In other words, when you try to, by the way, most religion is us trying to pay God a ransom for our eternity. Well, I got to do the Hail Marys, and I got to do the sacraments, and I got to, on Ash, is it Wednesday? I got to go to the church so somebody can put ashes on my head and I can walk around like a weirdo. Then we got to take palm fronds and throw them on the church floor on Palm Sunday. Then we got to have Maundy Thursday. Then we got to have Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, amen.
That's funny, Brother Bob. He said, that's a good restaurant. My wife and I were driving to Kentucky, and we passed this restaurant. It's called Fat Patty's. I've never stopped there, but I've wanted to a couple times. Most religion is us trying to pay God a ransom. But may I say this? You can't pay it because God's not the one holding you hostage.
Amen. That's right, Lord. Amen.
It is sin that is holding you hostage. That's right. Satan is the one who has tempted you to be captive by sin. It's not even Satan that's holding you captive. It is sin. The devil's the one that lures you to sin to get you away from God. He's the one that lures you to that captive person, to that captivity. By the way, watch this. He's the tempter to draw you away. He's the one luring you and leading you aside. That's what these sodomites are doing. They're preying on children. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? That's why the president signed a law stating that all the public schools in America need to have a non-gender bathroom issue and non-gender locker rooms. We want to break down the barrier of boys and girls. Well, everybody ought to have the right to express themselves. Bless God, any man walking into a bathroom, my wife's going to get your nose punched.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm identifying as a woman. Well, go identify somewhere else.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
When you was hatched, they looked at you and they said, boy, girl.
That's right.
When you look at two cows in the field, it doesn't take long to figure out which one's a bull and which one's a cow.
Amen. That's right.
There's different plumbing. Your plumbing dictates what you are. Your birth certificate doesn't say to be determined later.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Everybody doing all right?
Yeah, come on.
Say, what's happened? By the way, it's not just bathrooms they're talking about. They're talking about locker rooms, shower rooms. When the kids go to PE and they shower after PE, they have the right to choose any place they shower. That's what the law states. By the way, it's illegal for him to even make the law because he's not a lawmaker.
That's right.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Religion based on paying God the ransom for our eternity is religion that is against the Word of God.
Yes, that's right.
Can I tell you something? Don't get mad at me if I hit the Catholic Church. Their religion's based on you paying God your ransom.
That's right.
Yes,
sir.
That's right.
The Pentecostal church, the good works people that are trying to live saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and if not, you're going to lose it. Can I tell you something? You're paying God a ransom.
That's right.
I didn't say it. God did.
Yes, sir.
Now, our sin against God was not... did you know you can't financially or work your way to pay a ransom? You don't have enough money to pay the ransom.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you find out what the price of sin was, it wasn't financial.
Nope.
It was blood.
Right.
It was obedience. It was total obedience. It wasn't just the lack of sin, but it was the presence of righteousness. It was the lack of doing wrong, but it was the presence of doing right. Now watch this. Man tries to create his own ransom. And the devil has convinced us that we need to pay it to God, and sin is the captor. Well, we can have church any way we want. We can bring in the rock groups, and we can have a big stage, and we can have the music playing, and the preacher will get up in his turtleneck shirt and sit on a chair with his little Garth Brooks little microphone and sit there and give us a talk about God. And we can go home, and we've done all we can do, and we can feel like Joel Osteen, warm and fuzzy. Puke.
Amen. Great.
Sorry, vomit. Sin is holding us captive. Man's own religion holds us captive. All the false religions of the world, the Shintos and the Muslims and you name any religion you want, the Buddhists that look like anyway, you know. reincarnation. You know, you can't eat a cow because it might be your great, 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 great grandpa. Man, I'd be upset if somebody thought I was a cow. Can I tell you something? Some of these things are really whacked out and wild. You say, why? Because man's trying to pay his own ransom. By the way, I hate sin.
Yes, true.
I will continue to preach against sin. I will love the sinner, but I am not going to back down about sin because sin holds people captive.
Yes,
sin is binding people, and we need to break that bondage of sin. Amen. Not afraid of preaching against sin, but I will love the sinner. Everybody doing all right? So, number one, sin is the captor, not God. Are you ready? I'm about to shout. Some of you men ought to shout amen on this one. God paid our ransom for us.
Amen.
Take your Bible, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. I'm about to have a spell. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Look at verse number 5. Are you ready? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Not all different names. It's not Buddha. It's not Mohammed. It's not Allah. There is one God. Watch this. Who gave himself a ransom for us all, for all to be testified in due time. Do you know that Jesus came to be the ransom payment for our sin?
Amen.
You can't pay for it because Jesus was the only one who could pay for it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't earn it. It's not a matter of earning it. You couldn't earn it.
That's right.
It took somebody who could pay the ransom. Say, well, I guess I'm going to not do it because I can't pay it myself. Doesn't matter how much money you have, how many good works you have, you're going to die and bust hell wide open because you can't pay it. Jesus already paid it.
Amen. That's
right.
He was the one that authored the plan to be able to pay it, and it wasn't paid to God. It was paid against sin.
Yes,
now watch this. He was the payment in full. By the way, he had to give it to us as a free gift. For the wages of sin is death. That's the captivity. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the ransom being paid.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
That's right.
When you get up and start preaching, you got to live a certain way or you got to start doing certain things to get heaven. You start meriting yourself. You're paying your own ransom. And we get arrogant and proud. Well, I'm a better Christian than you are. Help us. And by the way, we cannot repay it to God because if we do, then we are paying for it. If I borrow money from Brother Schenenberger, let's say I borrowed $1,000, but I don't have the money to pay it back. Then I go to Brother Damien and say, Greg, can I borrow it from you to pay him off so I can pay you? And eventually I get it paid off. Watch this. I really didn't pay him. And I really didn't just get $1,000. It was a loan. I earned something. Guess what? If you pay your own ransom, what Jesus paid didn't matter then.
That's right.
And you're not good enough to pay it because you're a sinner.
Right. That's right. Amen.
You were born in captivity. You were born bound by sin.
Yes,
guess what? You can't pay your way out of it.
Nope.
It takes somebody who wasn't born in sin and bound by sin to pay the sin debt for you. He paid the ransom. Now all you got to do is accept it as a gift. Boy, that's good stuff. Religion based on works is you paying back or earning back the ransom that was already paid. It's false religion. It's anti-Bible. It's anti-God. And it's wrong. I don't care if it has the name Baptist attached, Catholic, Mormon, Presbyterian, Protestant, you name it, doesn't matter what it is. I don't care whether they call it Christian or Orthodox. It's wrong according to the Bible because you can't pay that ransom yourself. Number three. I love this. Jesus didn't negotiate with the devil. He just authored the plan and paid the price.
Amen.
Do you know that Jesus didn't come down and say to the devil, I better not talk to her. I got to look where there's no seat. I was looking for an empty seat, but I better look at Ellen. Now, did you know that Jesus didn't sit down with the devil and work out the terms and negotiate the terms for man's release? Matter of fact, it was about a year or two ago, I preached a sermon. My subtitle was The Greatest Sucker Punch in History. Did you know that Jesus actually hid the plan of salvation from the devil? That's why the Bible was revealed over thousands of years very slowly. Because had Satan known what the plan of salvation was, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus actually used the devil to help us get salvation.
Amen.
Woo-hoo! Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Because the Bible says, had he known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
That's right.
He was hiding it from the devil so that man could have salvation and Jesus could stick his tongue out at the devil and say,
yes, sir.
Even used you.
That's right.
You thought you had me. I got you, dude.
Now,
wait a minute. The devil is only the tempter. Sin is the captor. By the way, that's why this preacher believes in separation. Separation keeps you away from the temptation, not just the sin.
True. Yeah.
One reason you need this book, because if you live too close to temptation and live too close to sin, you're going to fall into sin. If you stay a couple steps away, you're less apt to get into as much trouble. God knows that. That's why he wants us. That's why he said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. He said, look, I need you to separate yourself so you can stay clean and help me in all this. Hosea 13:14 talks about a ransom being paid by God for our sin. And we don't have time to turn there, but let me turn there. Hosea chapter 13. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, there it is. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. That's why when Jesus died and he resurrected, he said, I set captivity captive.
Yes, sir.
He said, I released them. When Jesus died at Calvary, he went into the heart of the earth to paradise for 3 days and three nights. When he resurrected, he brought the Old Testament saints with him. Matter of fact, they walked into Jerusalem with him. If you remember when Jesus was crucified, bodies sat up in the graves. Everybody was freaked out for about 3 days. And then 3 days and three nights later, he come walking into Jerusalem with the people from, how'd you like to have buried your grandfather 20 years ago, and all of a sudden you saw him walking into town with Jesus. It was one of the proofs that he was the Son of God in the resurrection.
Amen.
But what was it? He walked him into town, took him to heaven. And the Bible says that he took the keys of death and hell from the devil while he was there. What was it? He paid the ransom. He paid the price. Guess what? He got the keys to the house. He paid the mortgage off, so he got the keys. You don't have the keys of death and hell. He does. He paid it. You can't. But he also released captivity from the captives from their captivity, took them to heaven with him. And that's what it's talking about here in Hosea 13. He would come and release them from this captivity. Jesus paid your price. Because man's sin makes him want to be his own God, we think that we can get out of it our own way. Well, I'll just go to church. I'll pay my tithes. I'll put money in the plate. I'll do my part, and if God doesn't accept it, so be it. Do you ever realize how stupid some of man's religion is?
Right.
And I don't mean to make fun of anybody, but think about this. Think about how silly some of our religion is. You know, the Muslims have their seven times a day they got to get on their faces and face eastward towards Mecca and pray to Mecca. And they have their wailing call in the background. Did you ever hear some of that stuff? It's a little weird. A little off.
Well, it's a peaceful religion, preacher. In their own Quran, it says that anybody that believes that Jesus and the Holy Spirit, God the Father, in a trinity, that they are, watch this, they are infidels, and you should declare jihad because they believe in multi-gods. In other words, it is a war on Christianity. And they said any true Muslim needs to declare jihad on all Christians. For your president to get up and say it's a peaceful religion, well, there's just extremists. You know what the difference between an extreme terrorist Muslim and a regular Muslim is? The regular Muslims are financing the extreme terrorists.
Yes.
Their Quran tells you the same thing. They may not be doing it, but they're financing it. Everybody doing okay?
Come on.
I'm not against the Muslim people. I'm against the bad doctrine that's being taught.
Yes, sir.
Trash. I'm against the evil doctrines being taught. That is man trying to earn it his way. Folks, you dress a guy up in a robe, put a $500,000 hat on his head, put a fancy ring on his finger, and call him the Pope, and he can absolve your sins. Now, that's kind of stupid. Anytime you got to call somebody Papa and he dresses like Mama, and he's the one that can tell you whether or not you're going to heaven or not, something's not quite right.
Exactly.
And don't take this the wrong way, but you know these priests and popes, they take these orders of celibacy not to get married, and they say, well, we go all the way back to St. Peter as our first pope. Well, Peter had a mother-in-law, and if he had a mother-in-law, wasn't married, something stupid there.
That's right.
Peter wasn't that dumb.
Amen.
You're not going to have a mother-in-law and not be married, amen?
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Brother Mike, I needed that. Now, I love my mother-in-law, but I only love her because of my wife. I would have never known her if I wouldn't have had my wife.
That's right.
Does that not make sense?
True.
That's right.
No, I mean that. I do love my mother-in-law. And God knows that's true. My wife knows that's true. I said, my mother-in-law, not yours, Bob. Now, can I tell you something? Man wants to be his own God. That's what sin does. If you went all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, when Satan was tempting Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, look, wouldn't you like to eat of the tree to make one wise? You could be your own God, knowing good and evil for yourself. Uh-oh, you can be God. You don't need God to tell you what to do. Can I tell you something? You don't have enough sense to know what's right and wrong. God does.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
I don't have enough sense to know what right and wrong is. That's why I need his book and for him to tell me. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
Man wants to be his own God. Well, I'll try to live a good life. And if God can't accept that, then I guess I'm just not going to make it. That was gone in the way of Cain, the Bible says in the book of Jude. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground. God required a blood sacrifice. God said, Cain, I don't have respect for you or your sacrifice. I have a sacrifice crouched at the door ready to leap into your arms. All you have to do is open the door. It'll jump in your arms, and you can give me a blood sacrifice. He said, God, if you don't like what I have, too bad. That's why God said that was gone in the way of Cain. Cain was trying to serve God, worship God, his way, not God's way. Jesus paid the price for man, not the devil. Jesus paid it. By the way, he paid it in full.
Amen. That's right.
He didn't do it on loan. He's not charging you interest, praise the Lord. Say, what was that price? He was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, shed his blood at Calvary,
right,
died, spent 3 days and three nights in the grave, resurrected, and then went into the tabernacle in heaven and put his blood on the mercy seat for your sin.
Great. Amen.
That was the price necessary to pay your ransom. Watch this. That means you can never lose it.
Amen.
Once you get saved, you could never lose it because you didn't do anything to get it except receive the gift.
That's right.
Well, I wonder if I was sincere enough. If you realized you were a sinner on your way to hell needing a Savior and you trusted Jesus, that's all you need to know.
Amen.
How do you describe how sincere somebody really is? That's your motive. My critics often will say, well, I know you say your church has a lot of people saved. How many of them really mean it? I've had over 2,500 people saved in the last 4 years. I say the same as your two.
Yes, sir.
Who are you to judge what their motive is?
Amen.
Well, they didn't understand everything about it. That's man's religion, not God's.
Amen.
That's man telling you, well, you have to have another level of intelligence to be able to do that. Well, bless God, at 4.5 years old, I had enough sense to realize I was on my way to hell and I needed to trust Christ to get saved. And I've been saved for the last 45 years. You're not going to talk me out of it. Not because some preacher told me. That's what God says in his book. Because Jesus paid the ransom, I don't have to pay it.
Amen.
Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun right now. We need to start trusting Jesus and quit negotiating with the devil.
That's right. Amen.
You know, Jesus didn't come down and sit down and have a talk with the devil, i.e. the United Nations.
Amen.
Well, let's have sanctions. Maybe through sanctions, we can change these evil governments. We've been trying sanctions for hundreds of years. It hadn't worked squat.
Nope. That's right. That's right.
Teddy Roosevelt had it right. Carry a big stick and walk softly. They need to know somebody means business. When the president looks at the president of Syria and says, there's a line drawn in the sand, and the president of Syria steps over, we should have smacked his head off right then.
Amen.
Not say, well, let's draw another line. And then let's draw another line. And let's draw another line. Those who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. That's exactly what the Western powers did with Adolf Hitler in the 1930s.
That's right.
He violated the Treaty of Versailles, watch this, and he invaded Poland. Then he invaded Switzerland. And then he invaded Austria. He violated it. He wasn't even supposed to have any weaponry to be able to do it.
That's right.
Well, if we give him a little bit more, maybe he'll stop. If we give him a little bit more, maybe he'll stop. Sound familiar? It wasn't until we came down and dropped the hammer and started whooping the snot out of them that they backed off. The Emperor of Japan decided he was going to take some territory in Asia. Started destroying the Chinese people. And learned to read history, right?
Yeah.
You realize that the Japanese murdered more people than Adolf Hitler?
Yep.
They used the Chinese people as test subjects. They would go over with chemical and biological warfare over a whole city, and the soldiers would come in and rip people's bodies open while they're still alive to see what the effects were at certain levels. One of their favorite things to do was to take pregnant women and rip their guts open, pull the baby out, and whoever guessed what gender it was, the other person threw the fetus in the air, and the other one caught it on its sword. That's what they did for fun. Now, that's the reality of what we were fighting in World War II.
Yes.
That's not this pussyfooting stuff. Well, we should be apologizing. Shouldn't be apologizing.
No.
Amen.
The devil really thought he had won the victory at Calvary. I killed him. I got him dead. I succeeded in killing Jesus, but
He thought he had embarrassed God. He thought he had taken care of getting rid of God and he could separate man from God on his own all the way. But watch this. Jesus said, no, you just helped me pay the ransom for everybody's sin. God even used the devil to help him pay that ransom. Let me say this. You cannot pay your own ransom. You can never pay God back. Because all you can do is live for him after you accept it. That's all you can do. That's all any of us could do. He just expects obedience. It's just like having a child. You just expect them to obey. They're not always going to be perfect. You know they won't be perfect. You say why? Because they're from you. It's just the way it's going to be. They're not going to be perfect, but they're yours. And you just expect them to obey. You want them to obey so they have a better quality of life. That's all God expects of us Christians. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You can't pay your own ransom. You can't pay the ransom. And by the way, God's not the one holding you hostage. Sin is. Sin is. There are people today, let me ask you this. Are you 100% sure you're going to heaven when you die? Who would say, preacher, if I die today, I am 100% sure I'm going to heaven. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. Who would say, preacher, I didn't raise my hand. I'm not sure I'd go to heaven when I die, but I'd like to know that. Would you raise your hand? All right. Who would say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon is something I needed today. Maybe you've been away from God. Guess what? Ransom's already paid. Just come on back. He wants you. He just wants you to obey. Who'd say, preacher, something inside that sermon today, I needed that today. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of hands. You may put your hands down. If you've been saved and you've never been baptized, we can take care of that today. If you've been saved and baptized, like to join our church, we'd love to have you. Maybe you just need to come to an old-fashioned altar and pray.